Good morning. I'm Ted Williams, news director and host of Sonoma County's Talking. Nice to have you along on this weekend morning, getting to know people and organizations around Sonoma County that make a difference. And it's always nice when we find out about Sonoma County being kind of a headquarters for an organization that goes all over the place and helps communities, helps schools. And it's called Community Matters. And you may not have heard about it, but it's big. And I want to tell you more about it. And the best way to talk about it is to talk with the executive director of Community Matters, that's Diana Curtin. And Diana, thanks so much for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, glad to have you here. It's great. You and I had a chance to talk a little bit the other day, and just to get to know a little bit about Community Matters, which surprised me. I had no idea how far-reaching it is, how kind of wide it is, and how long it's been around. Give us a little background on Community Matters. Where has it come from? Where is it now?
Community Matters is really currently known as a national leader in school safety efforts, climate improvement, school climate improvement, and really bullying and violence prevention.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty impactful mission that we have. And the way we were started is our founder and retired executive director, Rick Phillips, he was a retired administrator, school administrator, had been a teacher, a principal for years. And really what happened is the Columbine shooting, the first national crisis of its kind. And what was happening at the time is that a lot of money was being poured into trying to keep schools really secure with metal detectors and securing the perimeters and all that. And Rick and a couple of his partners really came up with the idea of, well, what if we really empowered the students to stand up and speak up and intervene when they saw mistreatment that really can lead to other more serious acts of violence and whatnot. So that's really how our flagship program, the Safe School Ambassadors program, was born.
That's fantastic. So instead of just relying on security officers and police officers and all, you're really pulling the kids into taking some of their own action.
Exactly. And it's a pretty amazing phenomenon when you're able to go across campus and select socially diverse leaders in every social group and clique across campus and invite them, you know, to really have a part in standing up for what is right, to notice when mistreatment's happening and when kids are hurting, and to be able to take care of their friends and their peer groups and really help them stand up for each other. It's pretty interesting what happens with that, because really students are the ones who set the social norms. They see things, they know things, and they understand things that adults don't on campus. And so when they're equipped and empowered to really notice harmful behaviors and to stand up and intervene in a safe way, it starts changing the social climate of the school.
Now, I can't imagine what that environment must be like when you get a room with a kind of a leader or a representative from each of those social groups, those cliques, those teams, those whatever you want to call them, and they're all in one room together. Is there any camaraderie between them?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, because what ends up happening is what we know in schools is that kids hang out in clusters. They hang out in groups and cliques, really. So when you get socially diverse leaders from each social group in a room together for two full days, and they start understanding each other and knowing each other and connecting with each other, you know, there is a lot of camaraderie that's built. And they start knowing each other better, and then they'll go out onto campus and they see each other. And, you know, we have a saying around here, we say that it's really hard to hate someone or to judge someone when you know their story. And that's what happens. It's a two-day training that they go to. And in the first day, they really are just connecting and finding out more about each other and finding out their stories. And then they start identifying the different kinds of mistreatment that's happening on their campus. And then they start learning really interventions and different ways that they can intervene when they see mistreatment.
Interesting, because they think they're so different from each other. And then they get to the situation and they find out they're so similar to each other.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of kids think that they're alone. They think that, oh, no one could understand my story. No one can understand, you know, what I'm going through. And then they come into a room of people where they get to really know what's going on with their peers, and they really do start feeling less alone.
I'm talking with Diana Curtin. She's the executive director with Community Matters here in Sonoma County and beyond. Where else does Community Matters work with kids around?
Well, actually, we are in 38 states.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been offering and providing the Safe School Ambassadors program for 17 years. And so we're actually in 38 states across the country, but we're in three other countries. We've been in Japan, Guam, Canada. We actually just did a service in Paraguay. So we have a far-reaching program and services.
It's going to make a big impact on the kids as they become adults, because this has to just set up a great foundation for what they can do to be better citizens once they get out of school. I'm sure you've already seen some of the results of that. Where's the training coming from? Who does the training for them?
You're absolutely right. Once a student becomes an ambassador, once they really learn how to stand up for each other, and once they start feeling good about doing that, that is a characteristic that never goes away. It's a life skill. So once an ambassador, always an ambassador. It's a great life skill to have, actually. So they actually start improving the school climate and setting a social norm where it's much cooler to be nice to each other and to take care of each other than it is to be cruel. And so you have that starting in the formative years. It starts in fourth grade is where we start the Safe School Ambassador program. We have other programs for younger kids that are more developmentally appropriate, but the Safe School Ambassadors program, our flagship program, starts in the fourth grade and goes through 12th grade. And so once they're, you know, graduating out of high school and they've been in the program for a number of years, it's a characteristic that takes them through their lives. They become better community members. They become stewards of our communities and actually better employees going into the workforce and whatnot.
You know, it's interesting because it could also spawn a mixing of some of those peer groups on school campuses as well, I can imagine. Instead of being so clicked and walled off, you'll probably see some people sitting around the lunch area all talking, which must be really surprising for the teachers and staff of the schools.
Oh, yeah. After they go through the two-day training, it's a three-year model that we start with where we go in and do the training, and we work with the schools very closely for 3 years, and then we actually train the schools to do their own training. So they become very sustainable, and it becomes embedded into the practices and principles of how the school operates. So during that first 3 years, when we're working really closely with them, we hear a lot of stories around the ambassadors actually meet in smaller groups after the two-day training. They're called family groups. And in those family groups, we get the ambassadors reporting many different kinds of interventions. And one of the biggest things is when they see students that are alone, when they feel excluded, we like to make sure that they go and invite them to lunch, or, you know, when they see kids that are hurting, that they'll go and say, hey, why don't you join our group? And it really does change the culture and the climate. You can really feel it when you go onto a campus when there's a Safe School Ambassadors program there.
You know, it's interesting because the statistics are staggering and horrible about suicide rates amongst kids that are in high schools, and it's predominantly because they are isolated and alone. This has got to be actually not only creating great leaders, but saving lives.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One, you know, like I said earlier, the students really do know things, they see things, and they hear things that the adults don't. And, you know, when you have these incidents that are tragic, that turn into the violence on campus and suicides and whatnot, it's just tragic. And every year we have more than a handful of reports coming in where our ambassadors have been able to prevent a suicide, really because they know what's happening. And one of the big interventions that we train on is how to get help. So students are really looking at when they see things that are happening that are a little bit more serious in nature and a little bit more than they can handle, they're really taught to get help. And it's very different than going to tell on someone or snitching or something like that, you know, where it's the common term of being a narc or something like that. They don't look at it that way at all. They see someone hurting and they know that they need adults to intervene sometimes and to really help to prevent something more serious happening.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Just to be able to find the correct intervention as well, not saying you're going to get in trouble, you're going to get arrested, and that's the best thing for you until you hit rock bottom. This is really saying here's a positive way to get some help and turn things around before they become a horrible situation that's almost irreversible at that point. Columbine, you're right. Boy, what a horrible situation. But from that, so much has risen out of that about school safety and anti-bullying and awareness and watchfulness over people who have the potential for problems like that. We'll never be able to solve it completely, but I think we're on the right track with this. Where are you taking Community Matters from here, and how's it going to be growing in the future?
That's a great point. What's happening in our nation and in the school climates these days, it's you know, more and more schools and organizations are reaching out to Community Matters. And the Safe School Ambassador Program is our flagship program. We have 17 other services that we provide that are all built around helping schools improve their school climate, with the idea that when you have a positive school climate, it's really based on relationships and restorative practices and opportunities for students to engage and have leadership opportunities, enrichment opportunities, where ultimately it feels better and safer to go to school. One of the things that is kind of staggering is there's a Healthy Kids report that's done every year, and currently about 10.5% of kids report not wanting to go to school at least one day a month because they don't feel safe. And that alone emotionally is tough to handle, but really the cost financially, it actually costs the state of California about $275 million a year.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And so what we really want to do is empower and equip the students and adults to create schools that are safe, welcoming, and inclusive. And that, like I said, the flagship program that we offer is the Safe School Ambassadors Program. But we have other services where we go in, we'll do assessments to help the administrators really create a strategic plan to improve their school climate. We do everything from bus driver training to school resource officer training. We do regional trainings. We do restorative practices training. So really, we're looking at a whole school climate improvement, and it's more needed now than ever.
It's an amazing organization, Community Matters. How's it funded?
We do grant writing. We do all sorts of different ways to raise money. We do a local fundraiser here in Sonoma County, a luncheon. And then we also have a unique funding source where we partner with the school pools. Joint power authorities provide funding to be able for, so the schools don't have to pay out of pocket. So it's a great funding source. We're able to show evidence that our program works, and we're able to reduce the risk of claims. And so they're willing to actually partner with us and provide funding so the schools don't have to pay out of pocket.
Well, it's a cool way of doing it. Can people get involved as well? I mean, how can citizens or parents, or maybe parents like myself, you know, kids have already gone through school, but I'm really excited about this. How would someone like me jump in and start supporting what Community Matters does?
Well, yeah, we would love to hear from people that are interested. We are looking at forming an advisory group and really utilizing volunteers in a different capacity. So at this point, what I would say is if you want to go onto our website, it's community-matters.org, and our email addresses are listed on there, and just get in touch with us and we can chat about what the interest is.
That's fantastic. Community-matters.org. And I see you also have SafeSchoolsAmbassadors.org, too. Is that more specific toward that school ambassadors program?
Yeah, it's the Safe School Ambassadors Program. And, yeah, that's a little bit more specific to the flagship program.
Yeah.
Community Matters, in general, offers all, you know, like I said, 17 different kinds of programs and services to help improve school climate.
You know, it's just amazing. I'm really glad that your organization's there and that you're heading it up, and it sounds phenomenal. And I want people to learn more about it. And what we need to do is do this on a more regular basis, too, maybe talk every few months about it, because this is something I think people – can get very excited about, and maybe you can use people who get real excited about it to help out with the training or to help out with the mentoring program. Maybe some of the returning students who have been Safe School Ambassadors can jump back in and be trainers as well. Just make this a perpetual learning tool right now. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yes, that's very exciting. It's fantastic, and I'm thrilled at the opportunity. Thank you so much, Ted.
It's been great. I really appreciate you being on here. Diana Curtin, the Executive Director of Community Matters here in Sonoma County and beyond. Thanks for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking.
Thank you, Ted.